Everybody, we're going to go ahead and call to order our special meeting dated Tuesday, November the 6th, 2018 for our Liberty County School Board. We're going to start with our prayer and pledge led by Mr. Doobie Hayes and Mr. James Flowers. If everyone will please stand.
Let us pray. Dear Father, we just give you thanks for this afternoon to come together to do our school business, Father. Be with each and every person here. Just pray that we have open minds, Father, if it be thy will. And be with Roger, Father, as he prepares to retire, Father. Pray that he have many, many good years, him and Miss Sandra, if it be thy will. Be with us and watch over us. We ask these things in your precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Back in the back.
Okay, there it is.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Tonight we have gathered here for a couple things for business, but for the most important thing, we're here to gather for Roger's retirement. And so I did not prepare for, quote unquote, prepare a speech, but I wanted to give everybody time to be able to say whatever they want to say, not just me. I would like to present Roger with a plaque that was made, but all of you have worked with him for many, many years. I've known Roger longer than I've worked with him on the board, so I know him on a personal level also.
My wife's sitting right there.
As many of you also know. Well, I know Sandra better than I know you, so therefore I know you real well. But I would like to say, Roger, it has been an honor for me to work with you, to be your friend, to do anything that we need to do as this board. It's always been a pleasure working with you. We may not always agree, but you know what? We can agree to disagree. That's, and I know, right, at the end of the day, you're still my friend, first and that's foremost. Right. And if not, I can call Sandra.
That's right. Thank you, Tina.
But I know that there's been a lot of things through the years that you've contributed behind the scenes that people don't know about and they don't necessarily need to know about. But if there's ever been a doubt if Roger was a true team player and had students at heart first,
that's right,
and the employees at heart first, he does, and he did. And I know that in the bottom of my heart and deep in my soul, I know that about Roger. And being able to be on the board with him my first term, you know, was exciting, and, you know, it was just nice to get him, even to know him on a business type level. And, you know, from starting the breakfast to, you know, going through things, his mom was here with him the first time he started that breakfast. And I know that right before she passed away, she said, "You just make sure Brooke graduates." And he saw through to that, and she did. Not that I had any doubt that Brooke was going to graduate, but there were things that his mom had in part with this too, with him through Roger. And, you know, it's, we all live together. We're all family in some sort of way, maybe not blood, but we all are neighbors, and we all work together, and we're all a community that loves each other at the end of the day. And that means a lot to me, and I know it means a lot to Roger, and I know it means a lot to Sandra. But, Roger, I love you. I hate to see you go. I'm going to miss you. But I hope the rest of your time that the God gives you on this earth is all that you've expected it to be and wanted it to be. And I wish you the best. And Kentucky doesn't even know what they're getting.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it, Tina.
And so here's your plaque. And you can put this in a good place that you're always going to be able to remember.
We need to get a picture. Or, okay, one of y'all. Can we get a picture?
I put my glasses on.
Yeah, I was going to see if everybody wanted to say what they wanted to say and then maybe get a picture all together. Would that be okay, Mr.
Yes.
David?
Be fine.
Mr. Doobie, I'll let you start and then we'll move on down to the top.
Buddy, it's been a good 16 years, man. And some things I can't say, guys, what we've done up here on this board meeting, but between me and him, and you're the board member. But I really appreciate you, man. You've always been there. You've been a good friend to me. I love you and wish you a lot of success, buddy, okay?
I got a couple stories. Roger and I got elected in 2002, and immediately we went to the new board member orientation down in Tampa. And I said, "Roger, you want to drive or you want me to drive?" He said, "Well, I ain't driving. I ain't driving down to Tampa." He said, "You drive, you know." So we took my pickup truck. Miss Sandra brought him. We met up about to fly over, and we went down and we talked. Had a great visit down there, but this story stood out. We had got the training was just really intense, and it was stuff we needed to learn and everything. And And they just didn't give us a break almost the whole day. And finally, right before, I guess it was, we did lunch about 1:30, it seemed like. And they gave us a break, and we went out there, and it was this nice hotel in Tampa. And Roger just immediately got all these new board members, and he just made friends with all of them. And everybody knows he's not a stranger to anybody. And he's sitting there telling stories and everything, and they're just loving his hunting stories. And all of a sudden, this lady comes by, and there's this little running track. And she comes by, and she's just a beautiful woman. And she comes running by, and all these guys just kind of stop their conversation. Yeah, she looked like Miss America to come by, you know. And she come by, and all of a sudden, Roger never missed a lick. He said, "Gentlemen, do y'all know what you call a woman like that in Liberty County?" They said, "No, Mr. Rex, what do you call that?" He said, "A stranger." And they busted out laughing. I got a bunch of those kind of stories, but I've enjoyed serving Lee. I have to tell you, in the last 16 years, my greatest time with you was not at this table, but it was when you came and said, "I surrender my life to the Lord."
4 years ago.
4 years ago, and I had the opportunity to baptize Roger. And
that water steam when
it did. Got it done. We filled it back out. But that's probably my most memorable thing. I've enjoyed serving you. We've disagreed, but we've agreed more than disagreed. Right. And that's that. The Bible talks about iron sharpeneth iron. God made us all different, but that makes for a very good board. And I'm very proud of what we've accomplished with Roger as part of this board. And just look forward to what God has for you in the next chapter in retirement, you and Miss Sandra. Just pray y'all have great, many great years together, enjoying each other.
Appreciate it.
Love you, man.
This is going to be good here.
Oh, me and Roger have been good friends a long time. Already gotten tearing up.
That's all right.
Wimp.
But I'm going to miss him on the board. I know he's still going to be around.
That's right.
A lot of information in his head that we all going to be tapping into.
That's everybody don't need to know, right?
Everybody don't need to know, right? I'm kind of like Tina. He's done a lot of things behind the scenes that a lot of people don't know about helping kids.
That's right.
And I know probably Sam had a big part in it.
She did.
And I'm going to tell you, a school board member's wife, just about like one of us.
Right.
They answer phone calls and they listen to about much. If not more. And I appreciate you letting me serve as long as you did. And helping. And Roger, I'll always be around if you ever think.
I know that. And I will be.
And I'm just proud to serve with you. I didn't get to serve 16 years, but I served 12.
Appreciate you, James.
It's been a good board. All of us, it's like Kyle said, we doesn't always agree. But we weren't supposed to always agree with everything.
Right. You're right.
Because when y'all disagree with me, I learn some things, and I hope y'all learn some things. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate you, and wish you well in your retirement. And you're fixing to get busy now. You'll find out in retirement. You'll probably be wanting a job after a few months to go back to. Thank you for your time and your service and all you've done for all of us.
I appreciate it. I need to give y'all $20 now and send this nice stuff.
Mine costs way more than $20.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, y'all, like Tina said, y'all are a family. So come let me out thank some of the stuff that got accomplished I've been a part of in 16 years. We got Hofstra School, walked in, it was paid for.
Yep.
And after 30 years, we paid for this school. And now we're going to have another high school, and we walked in it. It was paid for. It's working as a board, what does that? And people It's easy to judge somebody when you don't know what goes on. I know what goes on here. Shoot, Sandra had to have four bypasses, don't count what goes on here. But it's a lot that goes on, and the administration, the board, I tell you, you go to some of these other counties, it ain't like this. Well, four people get there and start smashing y'all. Y'all family, they smash y'all, they smash me. Most times they smash me. But anyway, they don't know. Y'all, I tell you, it has been an honor. I don't take too much stuff serious in life, but this is one thing I took serious with a lot of pride. So I love y'all. If I get crying like James over here, I'm going to call it quits, and thank y'all for everybody. Thanks to the citizens for putting up with me. Thank my wife for putting up with me. Lord knows what she went through, unreal. But it's just been an honor. Thank the superintendents. The first one I come in was Mr. Tony. Then it was Miss Sue, Mr. David, Miss Uzel, and then Mr. David again. So after the second time I worked for him, I got to go.
Speaking of that same
thing. I do want, Miss Dave, I don't remember this, and I was thinking this coming thing. My nephew sat back, Eric, when you was going to put him assistant principal, I come in and said, no, Mr. Thurman, I don't want that. Mm-hmm. I said, I think with good luck, Roy, we need to leave it alone. Well, yeah, I don't tell
he
you,
did.
I'm glad you didn't listen to me.
Okay,
well, he's doing a good job, and I appreciate it, and I'm just proud, and I just love Liberty County. If you don't love Liberty County, you don't love much. So go Dogs, and let's get on with the meeting.
All right. Mr. David did have something he wanted to say also, and then we'll get started.
I'm thinking about good things to say about Roger, so it won't take a second. the first time Roger and I ever met, I thought he was a little bit wacko. But he went to talking. And by the time he got through talking, it was me, I think, was a little bit wacko. But seriously, it's a journey. Anytime you're elected to public office, it's a journey. You're going to have your mountaintop experiences like we're having with our new school, and we had with Hosford School and several other times. And you'll have those valley times that you feel like everybody in the world's against you. And the key to longevity in politics is treating everybody fair, even the ones that don't deserve it. And, Roger, you've always done that. That's something to hold your head up high anywhere. But it's a trait that you don't see that much anymore. People love to bash. And that's one strong thing about this whole board is that y'all believe in that. I'm like the rest of them, Roger, I'm going to miss you. We had a lot of good conversations.
Yeah,
changed my mind quite a few times. Yeah. You said I changed yours. But and that's what you're supposed to do. None of us are as smart as all of us. And I think we operate as a board on that principle. And that's why we have unity like we have.
Yes, sir.
So I appreciate serving with you, Roger.
Thank you.
All right. We'll go ahead and do like Roger said and move on with the meeting. this time it was for public comments, but we didn't have anybody sign up for public comments this tonight. And so...
Easy, James. Easy. Don't push it.
So now we'll go on to Mr. Summers, the superintendent's report.
Not really anything other than I want to make sure we recognize Stacy Fant back there,
yes,
who worked hard to put together our little... Okay, Amy might have been a part of it too. Okay, well, we appreciate y'all putting together our little, what do you call it? Hors d'oeuvres? Okay, we appreciate
Ask
y'all doing
lady,
that.
We know.
Yeah, horse divers, Sanford couple. All right, but that, and of course, everybody knows that we were fortunate, deserving, in the right place at the right time. That the governor has, by executive order, has given our district $6 million additional dollars,
yes,
to harden our school, and be able to use it to strengthen it. We had cut back so much that it was almost, it was one of those things that we could get into a problem like Blountstown's having. So now we'll be able to turn it around and build the school like we want to build it. So I'm sure there are many meetings to go. These fellas sitting on the front row right there will be knocked each other in the head for so with, but we will get there. And that's about my size.
All right. Greg, did y'all, Kyle, Brooks, any of y'all have anything that y'all wanted to update us with? I know we don't have it on here, but I know I mean, if not, that's okay. You don't have to say anything, but I didn't know if you had an update that
sure.
you wanted
real,
to give.
Sure, real quick, with everything going on tonight. Congratulations on getting the money potential. What we're doing, just so you know, is we're backing up to when they came in here originally, bid the job, came in and said, here it is. Before we took any VE items, we're going to go back to that point. We're going to submit it to DOE along with the hardening, putting it, making it an EHPA, and that's what we're going to go ask for. Maybe a little more than six, but that's okay. We're going to go, while we're getting to go to the well, we're going to go.
Right.
So
yeah,
we're going to add it all up, give it to them, and that's kind of where we're headed. We, with everything going on, we are going to ask that we look at moving in during the summer instead of the December.
All right.
So that's, push it back 6 months. So we just wanted to make you aware of that too. So if you got any questions, I'll answer them. If not, we're good tonight.
Do we feel like with that extra money, did hardening in and then going to raise them?
Yes. We're close. We need to.
Okay.
We'll know by Friday. DOE gave us a Friday deadline, so we're putting all the parts and pieces together.
A good strong gym.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, absolutely.
Strong bleachers. Strong
and that's the money with the ROTC building getting moved as well.
We're still moving ROTC.
So we're kind of going back to where we were before we were trying to.
Good. Absolutely.
Additional million and a half by moving ROTC.
That's
perfect.
Point, so.
All right.
Thanks,
gentlemen.
Thank y'all for coming, guys.
I've got one question. You said back it up to the summer. Now, is that going to be like the summer of 2020 or the summer of 2019?
2020.
Oh, I thought you meant 2019. Yeah. Sorry.
2020.
So we're going to push it.
We're going to push it
out.
Forward.
Right. Okay.
That's right.
Push it out, yes.
Okay.
With all the delays and all the questions, you know, we didn't really know the $6 million sprung on us.
Right.
I think that's safe to do that.
Yeah, we don't want to rush.
No. That turned the school over probably July or something.
Yeah.
And we can start
June. Yeah. So you'll have 2 months or so to move in.
Right.
We'll be in a hurry.
Good.
Yeah.
There's some infrastructure changes that are coming. The design team's got to work on that. So, I mean, we don't exactly have a fine set of blueprints until we add that stuff in. So we're just buying ourselves a safe bed.
Yeah. Okay. I understand that. I just wanted to kind of be clear.
Well, I'm glad you asked it because I was thinking y'all were doing summer of 2019.
Oh, that's
right. Okay. Got you. Okay. All right, moving on down. I need a motion to add emergency item A to the agenda. Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second
by Mr. Reddick. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Motion to approve the agenda with the emergency item added. Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second? Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 7 under consent items. Motion to approve the personnel consent table. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Reddick. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Any discussion?
One item, Madam Chair. I talked with Coach. Mr. Summers.
Mm-hmm.
Coach Summers down there.
Yeah, right. I did coach one game.
He did.
We lost it, by the way.
We put an advertisement in July for back during the summer for a basketball coach, mm-hmm. and just didn't have any apply. So I talked to Mr. Summers about volunteering my time to do that, to be the coach, and it was a little bit of a I want to do it, but I want Coach Solomon to help me. Coach, well, he was my coach in high school, and coach some of y'all in here, and he's been retired, but he said he would only do that for two people. That'd be me or Russell Hosford. So he offered to come out, and what I would like is, since I'm doing it for free, the head coach supplement's $3,000. The JV supplement is $1,800. What I would like to suggest, and it'd be a savings to the board, is pay him the I'm the head coach, but I'm doing it for free. Pay him the $3,000 because he's out there step for step with me. Getting him out there is a real blessing to those boys. He connects with them very well. He's forgotten more about basketball than most of us have learned. And I just think it's wonderful for him to come out there and be a mentor. He's a granddaddy now, and he just has some swag with them boys. And I would ask the board to pay him just for this 1 year the $3,000 head coach supplement, but he'll be the JV coach, and then we still save $1,800.
Sounds great.
If that would be okay, Mr. Summers thought that was okay, but the board would need to approve that. I talked to Mr. Day pay him as JV coach the $3,000 supplement instead of $1,800. So
we have a motion and a second on the personnel consent table with the
to amend the, and I don't you need to amend it to make it legal. You need to amend the consent item to pay Greg Solomon the $3,000 coaching supplement.
Yep. So can we go ahead and do that now?
I'll make that in the form of a. I'll tell you what, I better not do it. I'll let somebody else do it.
I'll make a form of a motion.
Okay. To approve the personnel consent items with the amendment of paying Mr. Greg Solomon the $3,000 supplement and with Mr. Kyle Petting doing it on a volunteer basis, no payment.
Yep.
Okay. All in favor? Say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Action item, let's see, yes, action items number 8, motion to approve the dual enrollment agreement. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Petty. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We'll move on down to the emergency item that was added. Motion to approve the new completion schedule. Do we have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Reddick. Second by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Do we have any board member items tonight?
Is Sheila here?
She's working the polls today.
Don't we know those pay those supplements at the end of the season?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just want to make sure I tell you.
Yeah.
I think they've always been at the end of the season. Okay.
Any other board member items tonight?
I want to thank everybody that had a part on us getting that $6 million.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it was truly a team effort from secretaries that had the hill crunch numbers and everything else. I just appreciate everything everybody done to make it happen.
There were several hands in that.
Amen.
And one of them being Mr. Chuck Roberts had a big hand in that, so we want to thank him. Is there something that we can send to the governor's office? I know that's going to be changing tonight as far as Governor Scott, but are we able to get him something thanking him?
We want to wait till we're talking about Friday, after them finally accepting
the check in hand.
Yep.
Right, definitely, and I agree with that. But
we had it back
once it's done, something on behalf of the board and administration for Liberty County school system, I would like to see that done because that was an enormous help to us. Like,
oh boy.
You talk about one of the burdens taken off of my back. When I read that was huge, huge. Great news. Best news of the day for me. And I need great news this day and time in my life. So I appreciate everybody that came out and helped that also. And the only other thing I have to say is, Roger, this is not goodbye. This is see you again and see you around.
Okay.
So.
Well, I'm going to make the final motion then.
Okay.
Don't make it.
Jesus Christ.
You know, Roger's been he's been a big part of this high school, and I know there's a plaque that goes on. I'll make sure Roger's name.
Yeah.
And if I got to make that motion,
can that be in bigger letters?
We did. That.
Yeah, he wants to be at the top.
Yeah, I think it'd be very appropriate because I know James was part of us getting Oscar, and then we put his name and some of the
likewise.
Well, yeah, I think that's right. The Summers, that's right. His name's on that plate. It needs to be.
So I want to make sure it's there. If we got to do it by a board motion or just administrative.
I don't think that has to be.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
All right. Anybody else?
I'll show you how to spell my name.
Two R's.
Yeah.
Do we have anybody else? All right, I need a motion and a second to adjourn. And wait, before we do, there's refreshments back there for everybody if y'all want to stay and partake in some of that. Stacy worked hard on that, so we want to make sure she don't have a whole lot. They don't have a whole lot to have to take home or do something with. So, do I have a motion?
Final motion.
Final motion by Mr. Roger Reddick, second by Mr. Hayes. Meeting is adjourned.
God bless y'all.
Roger, I'm